Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Spider Web. In this file, you will end up trapped, defenseless and completely wrapped in a web of spider silk. Now one wonders how you got there, and that is something you're going to find out very soon. Spider silk is very interesting. It's stronger than steel, slightly sticky, and incredibly flexible. While your hand can easily swat a normal spider web away, if the threads were just a little thicker, you wouldn't be able to break them. If the threads of a web would just stay stuck to your hand, they would stay there, keeping you there, sticking to your hands and wrapping themselves around your fingers. And the more you try to fight it, the more you try to move them off your hands and your arms. If the web is big enough, it will just pull you in completely. So close your eyes and imagine. Imagine yourself walking home. It's a bit dark, and you can't really see any of the threads as the subtle shimmer in the air seems like something you're only imagining. But this is not your imagination. This will become deeply real. It's only when it's already too late that you notice the web just in front of your face. You try to move it away and your hands get stuck. You try to pull away and the web just seems to pull you back. The more you struggle, the tighter you're caught in the web. Your lips have already stuck together. You're unable to scream, and yet you feel yourself getting more relaxed. While you mentally definitely want to fight harder, the web itself is coated in a mild paralytic. You didn't realize it, but as soon as you started touching it, as soon as it touched your skin, it started to paralyze you. This subtle, deep feeling of tingling in your hands, in your legs, that same tingling that is now slowly creeping further and further over your body is the poison at work. You still continue to struggle in your imagination. You still attempt to resist the deep pull of falling completely under my control. The spider web is a very fine threaded, deeply strong bondage that will wrap itself completely around you. And the more you struggle, the more of your skin you expose to the paralytic. The more you struggle, the more you feel the threads pressing into your everything. Thin though the threads are, they are strong. They are so very strong and they don't cut you, but you can feel them pressed into your body. There are so many of them, a weave, a web of threats, a spider web that you are caught in. In your struggle, you didn't even realize that you're still standing up inside your dream. While your mind is melting away with the paralytic in your body, with every struggle becoming less and less free to move. You have made yourself an almost perfectly transportable cocoon, all the way wrapped in a spider web, unable to get away or to escape. And that tingling that you felt everywhere in your body is slowly fading away as the paralytic does its job. The reason why you cannot feel the tingling anymore is because you cannot feel anything. Your body is neither cold nor hot, neither tight nor loose. It just feels as if you're floating in a cloud. But even your mind is slowly being trapped inside my spiderweb. Your mind, with every twist and turn, is being pulled into one direction. Deeper, dropping further and further to my will, being pulled into that place where you are completely controlled. The longer you are stuck, the more difficult it is to think. Sticky threads, sticky mind. Your thoughts just keep sticking together and can't move by themselves anymore. Your mind, which was once a weave of thoughts flying back and forth, is now no more than a thick ball. And the paralytic does its job there as well. You feel paralyzed in your thoughts, completely unable to think. Your thoughts stuck together somewhere far, far away. Stuck. Trapped. Completely at my mercy. And that is when I really start teasing you. And now that your mind and body are completely trapped and at my mercy, I can play or do anything, and you'll have to listen to me. Your mind is too paralyzed to even shut me out. You have no mouth, and you don't even want to scream. In a moment this file will end, but if my voice follows, you will stay stuck, deep, unable to escape until my voice ends. And when my voice does end, you will awaken, having some difficulty to move, but enjoying the stickiness of your thoughts for a while longer. Enjoy.